answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It is the gravest secrets that this country has. It's the kind of information that gets people killed. Millions of documents over years, and he's out there lecturing, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, or anyone else. There are so many clips in this indictment of him having notice and knowledge of how to handle material. All the while he was breaking it, I cannot stress to you the job that Kash Patel and John Lee Ratcliffe did in bringing this case to indictment. The gravest possible danger could have been done to this country, and may well have been done, because Iran accessed his email at his home. This is very, very serious.
I take it is extremely serious. There you have former South Carolina governor, Congressman Trey Gowdy, now a Fox host on his own program. He's talking about the John Bolton indictments. John Bolton got hit with a federal grand jury indictment on several counts. It charges him with 8 counts of transmission of national defense information, 10 counts of retention of national defense information. John Bolton, who was at one time the national security advisor to President Trump, not for long. He realized that he didn't want Bolton around. So this 18-count indictment contends that Bolton regularly sent more than 1,000 pages of diary-like entries to two people related to him while he was handling the nation's most sensitive military, intel, and diplomatic matters, as he was serving as our national security advisor. Those two, his wife and a daughter, he pulled them into the same steaming pot with him. We got a lot to break down today. Glad to have you with us. Here we are, Friday, October 17, 2025. Hour number one, Larry Connors USA. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. We make sure you leave the program with more knowledge than what you have right this moment. And we have a lot to today to cover for you. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming. You can watch the program. You simply go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. And if you miss any part of the program that you want to watch or listen to, the podcast will be posted shortly after we wrap today's program at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is, again, one of these programs you may want to go back and review and listen, and more importantly, push share. Send it on to your friends and family, even your enemies. Get them involved as well. We don't care. We want them all in here. In our next hour, B-2 bombers flying over Venezuela. Show of force to the narcs in Venezuela, the narc cartels. We will come after you in any way possible. And that's just the beginning. Wait till we lay out for you what we have put in the ocean around Venezuela. U.S. naval vessels. Trump is making it clear we're not going to allow you to bring that stuff into our nation. And I do not get the attitude, even of some Republicans. I don't know that he should be doing this. I mean, blowing these cargo ships or small ships, whatever they got, filled with cocaine to pieces and killing people. I don't know if he should be doing it. You don't think he should? Really? I don't care if their ship gets blown apart and now they're chum in the water for the sharks. And then you got bales of cocaine floating across the water if they weren't destroyed, ending up on some shores nearby, and I'm sure some people are gathering that up. But that would be destined eventually into the U.S. one way or the other. Shut it down. And we may be looking at intercepting any ground transports if we can clearly identify them. Later this hour, the man many of you absolutely hate that I have on, but I I like him. He's a good friend. We have our differences, and you hear it sometimes right here. He is a never-Trumper, former Reaganite, former New York Congressman John LeBoutier. And John LeBout and I will talk about the New York City mayoral race and the debate last night and his view on John Bolton and what Bolton is now charged with. That's coming up later in this hour. Going back to the charges against Bolton, Jonathan Turley, legal analyst for Fox News.
It's very damning, and we still have to learn about the timeline of when this information was transmitted. But certainly this information is classified at the highest levels because this is information that get people killed. I mean, this is the type of information that if it gets out can reveal sources and methods that represent really threatening consequences for national security. And keep in mind that in an earlier case, a federal judge said that he could not force Bolton to bring back and destroy all of the books that he had published with this company. But he said, you did undermine national security. This book does that.
Well, that's big enough, wouldn't you think? And he being a national security advisor knows how that information should be handled. John Bolton really just exposed so many things. And the problem is it also got apparently hijacked by Iran out of his computer in some way or another, hacking something along the way. He was pulling material together to write his book. Now, his defense attorney, Abby Lowe, says the outlying or underlying facts in this case were investigated and resolved years ago. These charges stem from portions of Ambassador Bolton's in personal diaries over his 45-year career, records that are unclassified, shared only with immediate family, going back as 2021, and the FBI knows it. And we look forward to proving that he didn't violate any laws. Well, Bolton surrendered today to be charged officially, and the indictment accuses him of abusing his position in the first Trump administration, sharing more than 1,000 pages of information about his day-to-day activities, which included items classified up to top secret SC1 level. Turley continues.
You did undermine national security. This book does that. And so that's sort of the context here. And the other thing about this, Lawrence, is that this was a long-standing series of objections. He was investigated during the Biden administration before that was scuttled. But he had basically defied a lot of the objections from the intelligence community. And now this indictment says that he was sending this information to what appears to be his wife and daughter, who, of course, have no clearances, and that it might have even been hacked by the Iranian government or its associates.
And there you have a very major breach in our national security. And he kept a lot of these documents at his home after leaving government. They have information that's some of the most sensitive military, intel, and diplomatic matters. 76-year-old John Bolton. And he's defending himself and saying, I have served my country proudly and properly and with honor. Basically saying he's being stabbed in the back. And they want to make it a Trump-Bolton issue. If you're taking classified intel information back to your home, you're going to be investigated. Now, you may be able to get out from under. You may be, his lawyer might be able to say, hey, this is all looked at previously. It's nothing that damning. But when Hillary Clinton was having her little email scandal and it became apparent, you know how she was using an email and misusing classified intel? John Bolton, back in 2023, not that long ago, condemned Hillary for how she was handling materials.
It sets a bad example for the thousands of other people in the federal bureaucracy who have security clearances, because if the people at the top can be casual about it and then get away with it, that is not a good lesson to teach.
Yeah, and how's that statement standing up? It's not aging very well at all for John Bolton, is it? As I said, John LeBoutier will be joining us shortly, and we'll be discussing the Bolton case and others, including the New York City mayoral race. They had a debate last night. You asked, why should I care? Well, this is the latest move by the left to make our nation Marxist. Mondami continues to lead, promising free, free, everything free. How would he pay for all the freebies? Oh, there's the catch. He cannot get the words more taxes out of his mouth fast enough.
But the question is how you'll make them free.
We will fund the revenue that would have otherwise been brought in from fares. And that's something that we would do in partnership with Albany. And I've put forward two proposals. The first is to raise taxes on the top 1% of New Yorkers by 2%. That would raise $4 billion. The second is to raise the state's top corporate tax rate to match that of New Jersey, which would raise $5 billion.
And he's moving forward. Like I said, he can't wait to get those words out. We're going to raise taxes. But they say only on the rich. Oh, the very rich. You heard what I said. No, I didn't say what you thought I said. Only on the very rich, to be specific. And that might well include John LeBoutier. So we'll find out from him as we move forward. This debate last night involving Mondami, who continues to lead by double digits. And also you have independent candidate, former Governor Cuomo, and Republican Curtis Sliwa trying to break through and try to get something to happen for them. Two-hour-long debate, most of the pressure was on Mondani. And during the debate, he appeared to backtrack on his position about Hamas laying down their arms, saying, of course I believe Hamas should lay down their arms. That's not what he said previously. He would not make it clear that they should lay down. He was dodging questions previously. And then he raised something else. We need to remake our law and legal department. You know where this is headed. But where he stepped into last night, he said, basically, we should make prostitution legal.
And to follow the advice of district attorneys that we have here in New York City, the current Manhattan DA, the former Manhattan DA, the current Brooklyn DA, the former Manhattan DA having said that prosecuting women for prostitution is something that actually leads to less safety. And what we need to do is provide an economy of opportunity.
Mr. Mamdani, just a quick clarification. So no legalization, how about decriminalization?
I do not think that we should be prosecuting women who are struggling, who are currently being thrown in jail and then being offered job opportunities. I think we should be actually providing those kinds of opportunities at the first point of interaction.
Now, let's break this down. Often folks consider prostitution a victimless crime. The women are often victims. They are often controlled by a pimp or some other group that is watching over them, taking their monies, putting them on the street, regardless of what shape they might be in. You have to feel, obviously, for any woman that feels, I have no choice, there's nothing else I can do with my life. And you need to go after the Johns as much as you do the women when you get down to it. But whatever you think Mondani said, you got to hold fast and buckle in tight because he could flip-flop at any point. This is the way this guy runs. He'll say this over here, come over here and say something entirely different. Ken Williams, a producer for the Vic Percelli Show, went to the effort to put together a collage of Mondami flip-flopping like a fish.
I am looking to work with police officers, not to defund the NYPD, looking to ensure that officers can actually do one job.
I am in favor of defunding the police. I think in this first year, we need to take $1 billion out of that budget. We need to reinvest that money into social services.
I am looking to work with police officers, not to defund the NYPD.
Why are we spending as a city almost $6 billion on the NYPD?
I am looking to work with police officers.
And it's where the mayor will use their power to reject Donald Trump's fascism, to stop mass ICE agents from deporting our neighbor.
I am looking to work with police officers, not to defund the NYPD.
Yeah. It goes around and around like a carousel. Remember the game you used to play? Musical chairs, 20 kids, 20 chairs. They all get up, start walking around, then one chair gets taken out. When the music stops, you're all fine. And two kids are trying to get in the same chair, whoever got there first. And then they take more chairs out. That's Mondani. He's still playing that game, which brings me to a remark Cuomo made last night. Cuomo struggled. He absolutely struggled in that debate. But he did attack Mondani, pointing out he has no experience. This is not a job for someone who has no management experience to run around 300,000 people, no financial experience to run a $115 billion budget. He literally has never had a job. On his resume, it says he interned for his mother. Mondami's reaction. In fact, Cuomo added, God help us if we have a health pandemic. You won't know what you're doing. People will die. That was a bad, bad statement to make. That opened the door for Mondami to fire back. Well, if we have a health pandemic, then why would New Yorkers turn to the governor who sent seniors to their death in nursing homes? That did not work well for Cuomo on that point. The other issue I have with these Democrats, and includes Mondani, they continue to hold on to Jay Jones, a Democrat AG candidate in Virginia, despite him saying, I wanted to see a political opponent executed as well as his children. Hakeem Jeffries still won't release and say the guy should not be running at all.
The attorney general candidate has appropriately apologized for his remarks. And I know his remarks have been condemned across the board by Democrats in the Commonwealth and Virginia and beyond, and that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, but are you really condemning, or are you just kind of accepting it? Why don't you tell him, get out of the race. We need a better qualified candidate. We need someone who's not talking about, if you're going to be the attorney general, not talking about breaking the law, encouraging an execution of a political opponent. The leftists have gone so far off the cliff. They can't get back up on top. They're a long ways from hitting bottom, unfortunately, but they're trying to drag the rest of us with them. If Virginia voters put Jay Jones in as their attorney general, you damn well deserve what you got. I feel for those who live in Virginia that have to be living under his view of law. Oh, yeah, he apologized. You do know, of course, if Trump or any MAGA person had made a remark like that, apology not accepted. All right, coming up, John Labutiere. This is where you want to make sure you get a little closer to the radio. And again, hold tight. John Labute, lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years, Ed Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor. I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Long before hospitals had sports injury clinics, Esquire Sports Medicine was already treating and healing those injuries. Esquire chiropractic physicians don't just deal with the spine, neck, back, knees, also your muscular system. You're in a wreck, injured on the job, Esquire's ready. And I know if you're hurting, you don't want to wait. Esquire Sports Medicine sees new patients within 24 hours on Big Ben, just north of Highway 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? you need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The offer St. Louis cannot stop talking about being held over due to popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you could qualify for zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal by Anderson is the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. You've trusted that name for more than 122 years. And our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. Anderson products are also proven to increase your home value by at least 15%. Don't miss out. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at rbastl.com or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We are just under 3 weeks until New York voters choose their next mayor, and socialist candidate Zoran Mamdani continues to lead by double digits. They had a debate last night, but most of the pressure was on Mamdani, not involving anyone else other than a few passing shots at Cuomo, who did not do very well, and Curtis Sliwa. John LeBoutier, former New York congressman, author of the book Harvard Hates America. John, did you watch the debate?
I only saw a little bit of it, Larry. I was actually watching sports last night.
Well, this was blood sport.
I watched the baseball playoffs, you know, and yeah. I watched the Steelers, Bengals a little bit.
Yeah.
But I did pop in a little bit here and there. And also, I was texting with a political friend of mine here on Long Island who was watching all of it, who's Jewish, by the way, and was aghast at the stuff Mamdani is saying about Hamas and refusing to say about Hamas. He refuses to call for the disarmament of Hamas, which yep. is, you know, a terrorist organization dedicated to eradicating all Jews from the earth and the state of Israel eradicated. And this is the guy that's probably going to be the next mayor of the largest Jewish population outside Israel, which is New York City. And it's incredible, but I think the guy's going to win.
Well, then he would have to be relying on a lot of that Jewish vote. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there are a lot of Jews, especially younger Jews, Democrats who are voting for him. Because they're not as into the Israel thing. They're into affordability, as we know, this inflation problem.
And freebies.
And freebies, yeah. But I don't think, I don't know. I don't think those voters are into freebies, but we'll find out. But that Mamdani's into freebies for sure.
That's what I meant.
Free buses, free grocery stores.
That's what I meant.
Stores that are that he'd get run a lot by of, the city it, that it, are going to cut the prices.
Yeah, that he would get a lot of the youth votes.
Apparently last night, explain where all these freebies that are going to cost $10 billion with a B. Where's the money coming from for that?
He answered that, John. John, can you hear me? He answered that. He said, raise taxes.
Larry, I've lost you.
Oh, well, I can still hear you, John.
I'm not hearing anything.
All right. Well, we'll try to reestablish because I could tell that he's not hearing me as I was trying to get into the conversation. But we will reestablish the communications with John. So just hang on for a moment. Okay, John, we're back now?
Hello.
Yeah, we're good.
Yep.
All right. Now, yeah, okay. you were raising the issue about all the money and where is he going to get it. And well, he could not rush to say fast enough, raise the taxes.
Yeah. Well, here's what happens. You know, we know this. You raise taxes, you drive people out of the city, especially business leaders and upper income people who pay the lion's share of taxes. They're going to say, screw it, I'm moving to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And that decreases the tax base. So there's less taxes collected from them. And the other people, the middle class, the working class, has to pick up the difference. It's a vicious cycle. But again, I mean, I can blame Mom Donnie, but I have to really blame the voters. And the first voters to blame were last June, Larry, the Democratic primary. It was the same two guys. It was Cuomo versus Mondani.
Right.
And Mondani creamed them. It was a big upset, but when you look back on it now, we're talking about Mondani. Let's talk about Andrew Cuomo for a second, a fatally flawed candidate who had to leave the governorship because of credible charges of sexual harassment, and he resigned in disgrace. And his handling of COVID and the nursing homes,
yep.
Whatever really happened with that, you know.
Mondani threw that in his face last night, too, by the way. He said, you say,
yeah, well, he said, he should.
Yeah, I agree. Now, Cuomo did not really look strong at all from what I've seen. I know that he was going after Mondani's thin resume, basically saying he literally has never had a job. On his resume, it says he interned for his mother. So that was a good shot, but it doesn't hold up.
No, not going to hurt him one bit. None of that hurts him. Mondani's most likely going to win. And the other guy in the race, Curtis Sliwa, is a bit of a friend of mine, very good guy, loves cats. 40 years ago, he founded the Guardian Angels.
Right.
Which are, like, they were volunteers. Maybe they still are. I don't know. Maybe they get paid. And they sort of supplemented the police for decades to help provide security in New York City. And they're really great. And Curtis was great to do it. But he's a Republican. Republicans, there aren't many of us in New York City. And rarely does a Republican get elected, although Rudy Giuliani got elected.
What was the difference very quickly? What was the difference when Giuliani was running? What made that Republican get ahead of the Democrats?
Because under David Dinkins,
yep.
New York City became Calcutta on the Hudson.
True.
It was a disgrace. And only following David Dinkins' rule could a Republican anti-crime guy like Rudy win. And he did. And he did clean up New York City's crime a lot.
John, I want to get a couple comments from you while we still got a few minutes left here about the indictments against John Bolton.
Well, I think the other ones that Trump has pushed, you know, Comey and Letitia James, they're pretty thin. This one, though, it doesn't sound that thin to me. And it goes back to this issue of these guys, when they leave office, having boxes of classified info in their office or their home. And in this case, he had written classified stuff into his diaries. And then he'd also written emails to family members, allegedly, in which he had included, you know, talking about classified info. You're not allowed to do that. Can't do it.
Well, John Bolton,
I mean, if I had classified info here and I wrote you an email and said, hey, Larry, I happen to know that the Iranian foreign minister has a secret stash of nuclear bombs in his house. But let's just say, and I emailed that to you, I could get arrested for that. And by the way, you could get arrested
yep.
for now having that knowledge. This stuff is really tricky. And okay. Bolton knows it inside out. Yeah. He's a Yale educated lawyer.
He was a national security advisor briefly under Trump.
Yep. Yep.
And he in 2023, he was calling out Hillary how she mishandled classified intel, saying people at the top, if they're going to mishandle it, then it's going to be bad all the way down. And here he was doing the same thing.
Allegedly doing it. We don't really know.
We'll go with that.
He was under investigation during the Biden administration.
Right.
And they were close to indicting him, and for whatever reason did not. And now this time he is indicted. So we'll see. But, you know, he's also a pretty good guy, Bolton. You know, he was at Fox for many years while I was at Fox. And he doesn't ever strike me as a criminal mentality. I don't see it. Hillary's a different story. But
oh, yeah. Hillary.
Bolton's a longtime conservative. And I somehow doubt that he deliberately broke the law. But we're going to find out.
Well, the other thing is, if the indictment holds up and it goes forward, well, the indictment's already, he's already been in arraigned today on that. The two unnamed or his wife and daughter, he was sharing with them, as you said, he now pulled them into that same federal charges.
Correct. Well, we got to wait and see.
All right. Now,
you know,
before we get away here, Trump and what he can accomplish with the Middle East, a lot of praise from you, no doubt.
Great.
God knew that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's great, and that finally get all the hostages out. Ultimately, that deal, the only thing that's going to come out of it is getting the hostages out. The rest of that deal, never going to happen. Hamas has not given up power. They're not giving up their guns. Israel, within 2 to 3 weeks, in my view, will be back in there blowing the hell out of them until they kill off the guys on the ground with the machine guns that are running around executing people. That there is no disarming Hamas. And so to me, the whole agreement sounded great, but I don't think any of it will ever happen. I think Israel will be back in there. The aid will be stopped. There'll be more pictures of Palestinians not getting fed. It's a mess. And I don't know how it ever ends. I really don't.
Well, it's all at the hands of Hamas now, obviously, and it will continue to be. John, I want to thank you very much. I wish you a great weekend. And, put some whiskey aside for your election day. You might need it.
Well, I don't really drink, but after this guy gets in, I might have to drink.
Oh, well, then you and I should go out together. I'll take care of your drinks as well. Thanks, John.
Apparently so, Larry. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, John Labutiere. All right.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
Larry Connors welcoming Tom Shaw Realtors aboard. Nearly 100 years helping sell acreage, homes, horse property. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, 283-5064. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Listen up, the offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Long before hospitals had sports injury clinics, Esquire Sports Medicine was already treating and healing those injuries. Esquire chiropractic physicians don't just deal with the spine, neck, back, knees, also your muscular system. You're in a wreck, injured on the job, Esquire's ready. And I know if you're hurting, you don't want to wait. Esquire Sports Medicine sees new patients within 24 hours on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
All my friends know the low rider.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, I will say one of the most important things President Trump has done recently is he has pledged that he's going to go after Antifa. And what I've been urging is follow the money, cut off the money. And you look at this No Kings rally, and there's considerable evidence that George Soros and his network is behind funding these rallies, which may well be riots all across the country. And Soros is writing the check. And I'll tell you, there are more than 200 left-wing groups behind this, these No Kings rallies this weekend. They deliberately are blind to what each of the others are doing. That's part of how they avoid accountability. RICO is designed for precisely that sort of criminal enterprise. And so I believe the Senate, we ought to take up and vote on and pass our Stop Funders legislation. And I've urged both Pam Bondi at DOJ and Cash Patel at FBI, follow the money and prosecute those who are writing checks, funding acts of violence, political violence or otherwise across the country.
Yes, Senator Ted Cruz, I'm right there with you. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. We have these demonstrations. They're claiming that they're organized by the 5501 movement. That's the only linkage of a name at the top. But trying to get inside the veil, inside, put your nose under the tent, see what's really there, is tough because they all want to keep their distance from each other, so you can't link them. But if you follow the money, it's all coming from various sources, but some prime sources, and George Soros is Open Society Foundation being one of them. So this No Kings rally is a direct push against Trump. They claim, and they want you to believe, that Trump wants to be king. So they're going to have these rallies in some 2,500 cities across the nation tomorrow. Previous demonstrations have been infiltrated by Antifa antagonists, although they insist, no, no, there's no such thing as Antifa. I'm looking right here at one of the protests, and there's a guy with a full head covering, a black scarf or whatever around his head, and it's got a logo writing Antifa on it. They know what Antifa is, but the leftists say, no, no, that doesn't really exist. Yeah, you know it does. Today, Governor Abbott in Texas, by the way, was saying, we're not going to allow any violence and destruction in Texas. So I'm directing the Texas Department of Public Safety and National Guard to deploy all necessary law enforcement officials and resources to ensure the Capitol, Austin, and anywhere else where we need to be protecting citizens, maintaining law and order, and that we will investigate any links to any known terrorist organization and swiftly bring charges against them. Good. That's what we need to have happen. It is possible that the No Kings rallies will go down peacefully. It's possible. I do know that one of the folks being supposedly identified as leading it, but not at the same time. I don't want to be out in front of everybody, but saying, well, we're not going to be doing anything violent. That's what they want you to believe. This is the kind of thing that don't bother calling out extra police or National Guard because we're not going to have any issue. Well, you can't trust these people at any step of the line, their statement, so you've got to be ready. That's why Texas Governor Abbott is doing what he's doing. In the meantime, we continue to roll into another weekend with a government shutdown and nothing will be done between now and Monday, House Speaker Johnson.
This would be comical if it were not so dangerous. You're looking at the two leaders of the modern Democratic Party. We say all the time, this is not your father's party. It's not. These guys are full Marxist. You hear how vapid their ideology is, how empty, what empty suits they are. But they are the leaders of the party. They are dragging the rest of the old guard, the old party leaders around by the nose, and they are subservient to their wishes. I mean, Chuck Schumer has picked a fight over this very simple, clean CR to just keep the government funded for 21 additional days till November 21st, seven more weeks, so that we could get the appropriations process done. And the reason he did it is because he is afraid of that stage. He's afraid that AOC is going to challenge him. There's a rise of Marxism in the party. It's happening in New York, in their state, and he's terrified. And that's why everybody around the country is feeling such pain right now because of this nonsense.
That is exactly right. Speaker Johnson nailed it down. Now, of course, we always want to give you the other side. And their side is zero. Be quite honest. AOC, who is the one expected to challenge Schumer for his seat and primary him, that's why he's decided, I've got to stand more to my left to make it appear that I can stand up against Donald Trump. And I said, once he got on that road, there is no off-ramp for him. It goes off the cliff. And he's taking Democrats with him, and at some point, other Democrats are going to recognize, I don't want to hook my train to his, because it will end in a bad crash with the primary coming up. It's not going to go well for them, but again, Hakeem Jeffries, according to AOC, is a perfect person to be leading us right now.
We need to make sure, and as a member of the party, we put negotiations in the hands of our party's leadership with Hakeem Jeffries. He says it's no, it's no.
But the problem is a majority of the Democrat House hopefuls are refusing at this point, to commit to backing Hakeem Jeffries as the party leader moving forward, especially to help lead them through this shutdown. A survey compiled by Axios, 113 Democrat candidates for U.S. House seats were asked, will you support Hakeem Jeffries as the party leader? Of that 113, 20 said they would not vote for him. 5 said they're likely to oppose him. 57, well, I don't know which way the wind blowing. 7 said, yeah, I'll support him. 24 confirming they would. Now, if you're really going to have a leader, don't you think you'd get a coalition? I don't see it there. And Senator John Fetterman, Pennsylvania, continues to be an enigma, but at the same time, he is letting them know Democrats are on the wrong side of this argument.
That's why shutting the government is really what the Democratic Party wants to do. And I follow country, then party. And it's the wrong thing for the country in a period of chaos. I refuse to vote to shut our government down. I absolutely would love to have... I would love to have a conversation about extending the tax credits for health care. Absolutely. But I would remind everybody, too, this was designed by the Democratic Party to expire at the end of the year.
Right.
This is not something taken by the Republicans. They were designed to expire. Now, let's have a conversation to extend it and not shut our government down.
Yeah. And he called them out. But their story, they're peddling, even among themselves, and trying to get the rest of the nation to believe it, is that those nasty Republicans are going to destroy everything. No, you guys, Fetterman called you out. You've already put your cards on the table. We see what you are going to do. But now you realize, oh, that could backfire. We need to shift our stance quickly. I don't think they can do it quickly enough. That survey I read to you a moment ago, that's pretty telling. That many Democrats won't back Jeffries or really seem to have a dislike or not sure. So much for party leadership. In the meantime, White House spokesman Stephen Miller reminding us how Trump is making even the blue city safer. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. It's not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The work that he has done on public safety these last several months will go down in history as one of the greatest achievements that any president has ever accomplished. Just look here at our nation's capital. It is the largest, steepest, fastest reduction in violent crime ever recorded at any place in the history of our country. And I think you would say the history of any country. The change has been night and day. This is now one of the safest cities in the world from one of the most violent cities in the world.
That was the District of Columbia. Trump moved in with the National Guard, and things got better in a hurry. And, of course, you have those saying he doesn't have the right to do it. He had every right to do it in D.C. He actually, in my opinion, has every right to do it anywhere because he is commander-in-chief of all our forces. That includes National Guard units, even though they're under the command of their governor to begin with. But the president's position, no pun intended, trumps the governor's on this point. Stephen Miller said, you want another example? Look what happened in Memphis.
In Memphis, where President Trump has launched his task force in full force less than 2 weeks ago, we are already hearing reports of crime reductions that are so staggering, people can't even believe it. And we see videos posted online all day by residents who are saying for the first time that they can remember, their kids can play outside, they can walk down the street, they can go where they want to go, do what they want to do. They feel liberated because they have been liberated.
Boy, is he right. But, of course, the blue cities and blue states, they're going to hold it fast to the point that Trump wants to be a king. He shouldn't be in charge of anything. And we know what's best for our citizens. They don't. Citizens are running frightened in those cities and states. I'm looking at a piece from the Department of Homeland Security. The spokeswoman for them saying, Illinois Governor Pritzker is currently dehumanizing and vilifying Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. Yeah, he's doing that exactly. I'll read her quote. She said, when you have the Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker continuing to lie, whitewash the facts, we are getting the worst of the worst off the streets. We'll continue to do it with the backing of the National Guard. We'll continue to surge federal sources. They are not going to deter us, and they are also these bounties that are being placed, your bounties being placed on the heads of ICE agents will not stop us. And that's correct. Mexican drug cartels reportedly placing bounties on any ICE agent. Those are men and women of our government that are doing their job. You may not like it, but the drug cartels now putting a bounty on their heads, does that not tell you where right and wrong is? Do you have to be slammed in the face to get the idea? But Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Johnson and all the rest of the blue cities and state leaders, they're afraid to get away too far from the far left because they might lose whatever support they have. So they would rather you suffer. Oh, make note of this. Pritzker took a trip to Vegas last year. Well, what's that got to do with anything? Well, I'm glad you asked. He's seeking a third term in office right now on the 2028 shortlist for possibly being president material. Yeah, right. So he and some friends went to Vegas. And he said, I ended up playing cards. I like to play cards. He had a very good day. According to his filings with the tax IRS and state and so forth, this latest tax filing, he took home $1.4 million in playing blackjack. Well, I'm sure he came back that and distributed it to citizens, didn't he? Oh, no. He did not do that. What he did say is, I'll be donating the money to charity. Right. Now, the only thing we need to find out is, did you take the trip to Vegas on taxpayer dime, schedule a couple meetings so you could say, this is state business? $1.4 million. I guess he decided to skip the buffet and go straight to the blackjack table, right? President Trump the other day was having difficulty, as we all do. If you look at some of these drugs that are being pushed in our face, I'm a paid professional, and I can't call out some of these drugs exactly right. And President Trump in the Oval Office the other day was trying to talk about a drug, and let's close up with some humor.
It's pergovirus. Pergovirus. And this is sounding nice name. Pergovirus. Why can't you name them nice, simple names? Nice, easy names. Doesn't matter. If it works, that's all we care about, right?
That's right. Just call it Pergo or something like that. But, I mean, where the drug companies come up with these names, I don't know. But I have to admit, they throw as many vowels and consonants all around in one word that they can and see if you can come out speaking it. Supposedly, doctors and pharmacists understand. Hopefully. I like to think they do. But I thought this looked funny in the fact that Trump said, where do you come up with these names? Can't you make it simple? Coming up, going after the drug cartels in big time. B-2 bombers. What are they going to do? You'll learn more in the next hour. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.